Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We have an update with our good friend Larry Taylor, who is a spy on what is happening around the globe. And there's a lot of stuff going on, not only in the material world, but I guess one could say in the immaterial world, the sort of spirit world, the paranormal world, where things are starting to heat up. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Thanks for having me. You're exactly right. Spiritually, it's heating up in this atmosphere around our planet.
Well, I guess the demons know what's coming, and unfortunately, I guess most of humanity doesn't have a clue. And who was it that said it wasn't World War III we needed to worry about, it was what came after, which would be from the paranormal world bursting into our material world, or we could say, I suppose, the ethereal materializing and becoming here. Kind of like that movie, what was the name of that movie? Mist. You saw that, probably, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely, and I don't know if you know it, but they're making a second version of the Mist. There's going to be a new updated version out very soon.
Oh, really? Well, that was spooky enough, the first one. But I think it was probably more realistic than people want to really think about. Because when you're dealing in the paranormal, and I do remember there was an insider who claimed, you know, the Mist was focused predominantly on kind of large spiders. And there was an insider some time ago who claimed they have actually developed those. And they fully intend to release them on the surface. They're underground right now. So maybe the Mist was a forewarning of what these people actually plan. And, of course, they're working with the fallen angels and everything, so they've got the technology to do it. Where do we want to start? Maybe you said there was a new movie coming out called Dark Signals?
Yeah, that's very interesting. I just found out about it today. There was a movie some time back that was The Signal. And it was really weird. But Skywatch TV posted a post today. It says, Dark Signal movie hits U.S. theaters Friday. EVP movie to explore what a ghost really may sound like with spooky dialogue. And so basically it's called a new movie coming out called Dark Signal and hinting with paranormal, results and research and such. Very strange.
Hmm. Well, the Vales, Red Elk claimed that the Vales, well, he's not the only one, even Noyes, the so-called shamans, have claimed that the Vales are thinning and that a lot of these sightings are going to increase as we come into the final phase of things. Where do we want to start with that? We've had reports of shadow people, and there are books written about shadow people. What's your take on the shadow people? What do you think they are? They're not ghosts, although the Lord Jesus Christ did talk about, basically, I'm not a ghost. I'm not a spirit entity. You can touch me, Thomas. See what it's like. And so we have an acknowledgement from the scriptures that there are such things. And, of course, Islam calls them the jinn. So
oh, yeah,
what do you think these things are?
absolutely. Yeah, I've read about the jinn, and that's one thing the Islam is really afraid of is the jinn. They don't want anything to do with them, and they don't want to cause them trouble for them to retaliate either. But, I've seen shadow somethings. Sometimes they look like animals. It's just a quick darkness moves through your line of vision, and then it's gone generally. But there was a recent movie out called Shadow People also, and that detail, links in with paranormal and, maybe multidimensional issues. But there's something to it, and it may link in also to the black-eyed kids, the black-eyed people now that people around the world are beginning to experience, and even someone recently had an experience locally here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, could you go into that at all?
Yeah, I'm not, who I'm talking about, but I'm not going to mention the name or anything, but received information the other day that one of the individuals living in that home had approached the kitchen and the back door, and something walked right through the closed door into the house, and it was dark. It had dark clothing on, almost like a man in black, except with the exception, and it did have a black hat on, by the way, just like a man in black would be dressed, but it had something more than ordinary. It had on a yellow colored, I think she said a sash or something. Part of what it was wearing was yellow, and I thought that's striking because I don't remember any men in black being linked with a yellow color. And this thing walked into the kitchen and glared at the individual, and the individual told it to be gone in Jesus' name. And it didn't leave. It just stood there and kind of mocked and laughed and looked and glared at that individual. It wasn't moved by her saying the name of Jesus at all. And then finally it did leave. But, I kind of want your opinion here. I looked up something that came to mind, Acts 19 and 15. Of course, that says, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? And that's linked basically to some individuals that tried to use the name of Jesus against entities. And apparently they didn't have the support or the backing or the mantle of authority to do that. And they were set upon by this individual full of entities, and it whooped them and tore their clothes off and run them without their clothes down the road, I guess. But, here we have and there's been more and more. Augusto Perez has also been warning about entities coming or coming out in the open that are not going to be so easily rebuked as the church has always done for so long, that these are going to be more difficult, more problematic, and a real paranormal event that unless people are ready and prepared and spiritually built up in Lord Jesus, I don't know that just using the name is going to do the job. They may have to have a special anointing to do these things, especially with the harder issues that we're beginning to have spiritually.
Well, I don't think there's any question either that as we approach the end, the Lord withdraws his power and his spirit and more or less gives sway to the dark side, if you want to call it that, from the movies, kind of Darth Vader types will then come in, be really basically unrestrained to do what the Lord has told them to do, right?
Yeah, one thing I was going to mention, too, that may be timely in what we're talking about, and I hadn't thought about this earlier to ask you, but, I had a conversation with Stan Dale today on the phone, and he was researching this September 23rd, 2017 event that we're looking at. And I'm wondering, Stuart, when I began to think about this spiritual issue, the church has been used to having sway over the demonic well often as it can and through those that would operate as in the church or that movement.
Yes.
Stuart, what if suddenly, as you've said before, we do a pivot from one epoch to another, one dispensation to another, if you will, and we move out of the age of grace or the church age, when we are step out of that, will not the spiritual conditions of humankind and Jesus and the Creator be a little bit different?
Oh, a lot different, I think. There will be some protection because we have the tribulation saints. That is, if there is a rapture of the church, if you go into chapter 3 of the book of Revelation, it appears as though the last day church, the Laodicean church, the lukewarm, unknowing church, which probably doesn't even believe in Satan or demons and doesn't bother to try to help people that are, in fact, I think, basically, that the deliverance ministries have basically disappeared. They've kind of vanished. You do hear some of it in the Catholic Church, and there's been some movies about it. But you know what? I don't think people really believe this stuff is real. If it hasn't happened to them, they have no idea. But when you have encounters that raise the hair in the back of your head, and, for example, and you know someone is there, you know someone is looking at you, and you don't have the authority to rebuke it, that would be a very frightening thing, because how are you going to deal with it? If you're not in the Lord, like you were saying, and if you are not in tune, probably you don't have the authority that you should.
Well, it's
like what happened to those poor guys
that,
you know. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, I've often, you know, when I was ministering in the church, basically, which I don't do anymore, but when I was, I would warn occasionally that what are you going to do when you rebuke an entity that don't buke? That's a quandary. That's a problem. And I think we are in a time frame of history right now, probably and biblically, that we may be about to be on a timeline to where a lot of what we thought could be easily rebuked may not be so easily rebuked.
Yes, and I guess Stan's going to be with us, by the way, on Friday night, so that'll be a great show. He's been doing a lot of research into this star sign, and that if that is what most of the ones who have studied it have come to the conclusion, that this is a turning point. A turning point of going from grace possibly to full law, which is really what the Daniel's 70th week is all about, because it's for thy people and thy holy city. And thus it's coming about a shift back to the Abrahamic and Davidic covenants. And, you know, the Christians have the new covenant, which was rejected. So here we go, and it doesn't look good. But getting back to this Dark Signals movie, why would they be producing something like that now unless they know that the veil's about soon to be lifted?
Yeah, I would have to say, Stuart, that I think these movies, you know, we've known a long time that a lot of the occultists and others, the Illuminati, the New World Order crowd and all of that, they embed messages in movies. They've done it for years, the same way authors will embed messages in books and novels. But we're seeing more and more come out, and now that we find out that they're going to do a remake of The Mist dealt with something like a CERN event, an underground military event, remember, that tore space-time. It ripped a dimension and let a creature from another dimension in our dimension. Stuart, I think we are really getting some warnings. I know these movies sound weird to a lot of folks, and some people don't even watch movies, but if you keep up with some of the movies, I believe it's warnings. I really think it's warnings of something shortly to come.
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%. And you get into the Hopi prophecies, and they talked about, and this may be something to do with portals and the gravity wave and the cosmic waves that are coming to turn the DNA, that the Hopi prophecy said many of the ancient animals would begin to return. Now, we've already had a number of sightings of thunderbirds, which look somewhat, I guess, like an eagle, but they have a wingspan of 30 feet or so. and they are big enough to pick up a child. In fact, there was an incident, I believe, in Ohio or somewhere like that, where a child was out playing, I think, with his brothers, and this huge bird came down and picked up the younger one, but it dropped it, thank God, and took off. But there are too many reports from people who have seen them. In fact, we had a fellow we know up in Minnesota who had two of them fly over his farm, and they flew over his silo. And so he could estimate the wingspan. He thought it was about 30 feet wide.
Wow.
That's a huge bird.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely. And we know, Stuart, that there are, around the world, portal locations of portals around some ley lines and certain mountains. And we know there's one locally up here by me. And some people we know, you know, they hear voices on the other side of the veil, but they can't see them. And at the same time, some of those people have also seen what appeared to be ancient creatures walking, but there were no footprints. And I wonder if the veil is so thin in certain locations that these creatures almost come through and then maybe go back.
I wonder if what the Hopis were talking about was this. We don't know what time is. We don't know really how it works. But if we were to envision that time could somehow be a ribbon and it curls up on itself and it merges, so an ancient time could come through to a modern time. You know, we've had reports like that. We've had a number of reports. In fact, there are a bunch of books written about it where people seem to get into a time warp. There was an Eastern Airlines that got into a time warp when it was flying into Miami. That's a very famous story. In fact, it was written up in several books where it disappeared from the radar scope for about 8 minutes. And when they landed, it came back on after 8 minutes of being vanished. And when everybody landed, their watches were 8 minutes off. So where did they go? What happened? You know?
Yeah, it's really no explanation other than more than meets the eye, so to speak. But you know, even the scientists now are reporting that they have proved or somehow have proof or evidence that gravity waves are multidimensional and actually go into other dimensions that we are not aware of.
Well, if they could disturb it enough, those dimensions could merge. You could go from an ancient time right and be thrust into a modern time or a modern... You know, there's been a number of movies about that where they discover the land that time forgot and things like that. Who knows what they're actually seeing? My parents got involved in a time warp once, and neither one of them were drinkers, very sober, very intelligent people, and got into a town that didn't exist. Now, how do you explain that? Well, most people would say you were nuts and you were hallucinating, or you were on drugs, or you were smoking pot or something, maybe taking mushrooms, but they weren't doing any of those things, and they got involved in a time warp that they got out of. But there are reports of people who don't get out of those things. Sort of, there's something going on, for example, in the Bermuda Triangle. They can't explain it. And there's just too many reports of vanishings, of seeing things like a portal and things coming in and out of them. I don't think we know what this universe really is or how horrific it's going to be when that veil finally is penetrated with CERN and all of that stuff. But this is very, very interesting. So what does a person do if they rebuke, like this lady did, this shadow person, and all it does is laugh at her? Then what?
Well, I would say, if you know the Lord, lean on him, because nothing else is going to save you. And Augusto Perez has been, you know, he's had a number of experiences. He's been seeing, been shown creatures in visions and dreams that are literally being held to be released on the earth. And he said those things are so powerful that our way of dealing with, you know, the dark side,
it's just not going to work.
We need improvements. You know, we need real. He said we need weapons that haven't been used by the church, that's never been given by the church. And I had a dream, Stuart, and I'm not going to tell anybody to believe it, but I had a dream one night, and I saw a spiritual plane where there was what looked like gift boxes, all wrapped up with ribbons and bows and pretty colors, and it was like there were some new gifts for the people of God to utilize and use in warfare that have never been released to those in the church realm to operate in. So, you know, I can't tell anybody to believe that. I know it sounds bizarre, but we need some weapons to defend ourselves or for the ability to defend the kingdom on the earth.
Yeah. Yeah. What? Getting off that subject for a little bit, although it's very interesting, we should probably do a couple hours on it. There's been so many experiences that you've had, I've had, where the demonic realm comes forward, and it's very, very real. And the reason a lot of people don't have it is, or have any experience in it, is probably because they're not doing anything that bothers Satan, so he doesn't send them to harass them. But if you're in the front lines, all kinds of things can happen to you. Throughout the years, I've had things just vanish. And then maybe a year later, they'll show up, exact same place you left it, that sort of thing. Weird.
You've been
and
thrown
harassment.
Down. You've been thrown. Yeah, you've been thrown down, assaulted, and thrown down by invisible.
Yes, and you had a friend that was over there in the Hevner area that got thrown around by some invisible entity. These things are real,
absolutely,
folks. Yeah. What should we do next? Go ahead.
I was just going to mention a new Torah code by Barry Rockman, because, you know, the other day I think we mentioned that Romney had been reportedly talking to some Democrats, and we didn't know what that was all about, you know, and found this today that Barry Rockman today on June the 12th. Has run a new Torah code matrix, and it's entitled Biden Tells Romney to Run for Senate. And I thought, whoa! And then here's eight of the terms, and I'd like your opinion on this, because you've looked a little, you've wondered about Romney and his connection. Number one, Biden-Romney. Those names are on the same line together, Biden-Romney. Number two, conspiracy. Three, for the homosexual. Number four, Vatican. Number five, president. Number six, fraud. Number seven, money. Number eight, Barack.
Well, I have often wondered, you know, you have let's go backwards a little bit. What we're watching are Masonic wars. Trump is a Mason. He heads up some faction of Masonry that's attempting to take back America from another Masonic realm. Well, the Mormons are Masons. If people don't believe it, all they got to do is start reading their Bible and especially pay attention to Daniel in the Book of Revelation. Daniel even lays out what their symbology is, and then it goes throughout the whole world. Guess what it is? It's the all-seeing eye. And if you take the all-seeing eye on the dollar bill, and you know how the Masons do things, it has the number 666 on it. And it's very, very interesting. People really need to get into that and look at that. But the White Horse Prophecy does say that when the Constitution is hanging by a thread, this guy, this Mormon, Mason, will come forward riding on a white horse to save the day. Isn't it interesting that Trump is being portrayed as the one creating all the chaos, when in reality, of course, it's the opposite? That would fit in then with that Bible code.
It would. It absolutely would. And people really need to be concerned and pay attention to this Jeff Sessions speaking before the committee tomorrow, because a number of people have said this is nothing but a trap set for the left and the Democrats. This is a trap. And, you know, hopefully he won't fall into it, but this is a trap type setting. And I know we don't have a lot of time tonight, but there's a lot going on in what I call the Battle of the Bastards. And, of course, that's from the Game of Thrones, a battle that occurred in ancient times, like the Dark Ages. And I think that's what we're seeing in Washington, D.C. being played out. It's a Battle of the Bastards, the Masons, that are vying for sitting on the throne, really, of the whole earth.
Yeah, it's almost like being king of the mountain. Remember that when you were a kid, you played king on the mountain? Nobody stayed up there very long before they were toppled. So, yeah, the Game of Thrones is it's a stage play. We're just watching a play, really. And all the nations have their little parts to play, and they have their end. And I think we're watching the end of the United States. We would have healed Babylon, as we have said many times. But she would not be healed. And I think that's what's going on, don't you?
Yeah, and I'm sure you've seen the depiction of the news report of the New York City play that was put on, Shakespeare in the Park and Julius Caesar, which entailed the assassination, killing of Donald Trump, as a character that played him. What did you think of that, and is that a sign that the left may be willing to go to any extent to remove him from power?
Well, I think that's what it is. I think they're warning Trump that if they can't get him by any other way, they'll kill him. And I remember George Bush, H.W., the old man, they asked him about Trump, and he took his hand with his thumb and went right across his throat, which is a decapitation message from the Masons. I think this really is a Masonic war. And, you know, it doesn't matter if Trump is a Mason or whether he's connected or not connected. God's hand is on him for a delay to bring us to this final phase. And on Friday, as we said before, Larry and I are going to join. So it'll be a fun show with Stan Dale, who's done a lot of research on this 923 star date. And it's real. And I think it means plenty. And we'll get into that on Friday. That ought to be a great show. So hopefully there'll be enough news to join again on Wednesday for an update. And these paranormal sightings, folks, if you've had one or you know of one, somebody that's had one, have them email us, and we can we could even interview them on the phone. This thing is going to start growing more and more and more. And the paranormal is really, as I say on Night Shadows, is going to be the normal. It's abnormal in a way. This time it's called paranormal. But I think very soon, don't you, Larry, that it's going to be normal, not paranormal anymore.
Oh, I absolutely do, and I think that a lot of this will be connected also with not only the star signs, but also with Mars and Antarctica and CERN, and all of this will be linked together when we know we'll get a better picture of what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, it's all converging, just as the Lord said, when you see all these things, then get ready, because I'm returning. And I see a comatose church out there that doesn't even know about a return, probably doesn't even believe it. But it's coming, folks, and we're going to have to get prepared both physically and spiritually, and predominantly spiritually, right, Larry?
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. So anyway, folks, thanks again for listening, and we'll probably see you on Wednesday. be alert for a notice that we're going to do a show. Anyway, good night.